All right, so now we're really starting the topic of Shechus Truma. We started a little last Chabura. The Mishnah in Truma says, Hirsha's ben Mesos, Avdo, Shechusel, Litrum, Trumasa Truma. However, if before the Shliach was Mafresh Truma, you were Mavatel, so then it's Trumasa Eino Truma. The Yerushalmi and our Gemara, they both ask from this Mishnah upon Reish Lakish, who holds Loasi Dibur Mavatel Dibur in the Yerushalmi's language, who holds Eino Mavatel Shechusel B'Tvarim. So how does this square with Shitas Reish Lakish? Whereas our Gemara suggests a Nukimta of a person was Bemaisa, he went to be Mafrish, before the Shliach was Mafrish, so it was Mevatel Bemaisa. The Yerushalmi's answer is, he deviated somewhat. He was told he should be a Mafrish B'tzafon, and he went to the Darum, and he was Mafrish. So in the event that there's a Bittel and that Shinoi, so even Reish Lakish is Modeh. So our topic really starts with the fact that the Rambam actually paskins this halacha, or paskins this Nukimta lehalacha. Right, the Rambam Hilchos Trumos says, "Homer l'shutvah v'invesel l'avdol shechusel litrom v'halchu v'chule v'chule u'bidol shechusel kodem sheitrom u'mlo shina shliach trumaso truma v'mshina gojamer l'trom inatzafa mitara medadar moya bidol shechusel mikodem ena truma." So, regarding this Rambam, we have three questions that are raised that we can ask, or that are asked. The first, I'll just note them now. One is question A. Let's say, why is shinui alone not sufficient? Right? Meaning, why is Hafresh B'Darom effective in the event that you weren't Mevatel beforehand? Question two is, why is Bittel alone not sufficient? Meaning, why is Hafresh B'Tzafon effective when you're Mevatel? And question C is that, given that both of these by themselves, for whatever reason, are ineffective, so on why and on what basis does the combination of the two work? Okay, so the question A, why isn't Shinui alone sufficient? Well, this question essentially saying is, we have a principle that shliach shashina or shata, so the shlichus is in chal. It's not effective. It's halacha, find several places in Shas, including Kiddushin, Gemara, Ksuvas, Sarites, that the mishalach can say, Latkuni shadar dechbala lavisi. I didn't appoint you to do this, and you deviated from what I wanted, and that's not what I appointed you for, and therefore the shlichus is in chal in that action that the shliach was doing. So, given that that's the case, shouldn't the shinoi here be sufficient? And this is the second question that the Torah poses on the Rambam. The Torah poses a double question on the Rambam. And this is the second one, right? This is the Torah in the Makaros here, the Torah in Yerodea, Chalostrimus or Maestros, Simon Shem Lamed Aleph, where he says, Ve'eni me'vin dvar, he quotes Rambam, then he says, Ve'eni me'vin dvarav. So he has a two-part question. Kevin should bital shichas kodem shetarim lamali shina, that's question B. But then question A, Ve'im shina afilo lo bital shichas ena truma. Now this question is really not a question on the Rambam himself. This is a question really on the Yerushalmi. And this point is made by the Mari Korkis. At the very end, the Mari Korkis quotes the question of the Baal Turim. So he says, "Ein kan makom lahakshos al Rabbeinu ma shehikshe Rabbi Yaakov Baal Turim zal shekasa v'chule v'chule." Then he says, "V'kvarachach di di'i kasha hach basraisa," meaning the second part of the question of the tour, right? "V'imshin avilu l'bito v'ashichos ein truma al Yerushalmi kasha." That's a question on the Yerushalmi, which is true. And the answer for both the Yerushalmi and the Rambam is clear, and the one that the Rash provides in his Perish on Trumos, the Mishnayos and Trumos, which is that this is not a Shinoi for which there's normally Kepeda. Right? This is normally an insignificant enough of a deviation that it really doesn't ever undermine the Shlichus. If you said Hafrasha B'Tzavon, so we don't take that to mean, oh, he clearly wants that Hafrasha, it's something which he's insistent upon. Here we understand that that's what, it's not just Mar Makom. The point is, it isn't something that is significant. It's like being Mafresh to the left versus your right hand. It's not a big deal. So it's not the kind of Shinoi that which would you be Makbid upon, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. We'll come back more to this later. So that's the answer that I think everybody assumes. Everybody answers this question. That's how everybody answers. It's really what you say for the Yerushalmi, and it applies to the Rambam as well. However, we still have to deal with two other questions. Question B, which was also raised in the tour, is why isn't Bittel alone effective? And this is really Akasha on the Rambam specifically, because in the Yerushalmi is mentioning this in the context of Shitas Reish Lakish. Right? Reish Lakish is of the opinion that Bittel Shlichus is never Chal. Why isn't Bittel alone sufficient in the Yerushalmi? Because we're talking about Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish's opinion, Bittel is never sufficient. But for the Rambam, who holds Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, so then that's a very strong question. Why isn't Bittel alone sufficient here? Why do you need the shinoi? And that's really the question of the Ravid. I mean, the Ravid's question is essentially the Torah's first question, and he's just pointing out that the Yerushalmi has an answer to the Torah's question. You don't have an answer to that Torah's question. Right? The Ravid's question is, Ma'ra azem chabash pasak reish lakish. Why is he paskining the Yukinta reish lakish? Lo imidu b'Yerushalmi is a mishra b'shina shlichusa l'das reish lakish. Damar lo asa yibur v'adal yibur. V'lesach ha'gavase, rather hilchsa is kirav Yochanan, and therefore bittel alone should be sufficient. That's essentially the first question of the Torah, right? In bittel shlichusa, so even b'li ha'shinoi, why isn't bittel alone sufficient? Yeah?
The Yerushalmi is incorporating Bittul also?
Yes.
Why? For an Yerushalmi.
Meaning, why is, you mean by that question A?
Right,
so you mean question
no,
A?
No.
You mean question C?
Question C was the Ravid's question?
No.
Oh, but the connection?
What's the connection here? If neither is sufficient.
The Gemara's Yerushalmi is within Reish Lakish.
Yeah.
So why are we talking about Bittul?
Meaning, why is shinoi alone insufficient?
Right, so I guess that's A.
That would be A. And the answer to that is because it's not that kind of kapeda.
Yeah, but...
Okay. But why...
Yeah, but then why is bittul?
Exactly. So that's question C. So then let me...
I thought C would cure C.
Well, I'm about to.
Okay. We're not done with B yet.
The question... No, I'm just explaining the questions. Question B is really something we have to attend to and answer, understand. All right, how does the Rambam... Why isn't bittul alone sufficient here? And question C, which is really a separate question, and it's relevant both for the Rambam and the Yerushalmi, and that's your question, which is not really so much as a kasha, but a request for explanation. Right? If bittul alone is ineffective, for whatever reason, in the Yerushalmi it's because Reish Lakish doesn't hold a bittul shlichus. In the Rambam, we don't know. But apparently it's not effective. Right? That's question B. But if, given that it's ineffective, and if we also say the shinoi alone is a trivial shinoi, it's insignificant, it's not the kind of thing you're makbid on, so on what basis do the two of them together make a difference? What's this combination? What's the... Just grafting two things that don't work, and then all of a sudden coming up with a magical solution that does. What's the basis for that? Right? That's essentially your question, Ariel?
Yeah, it was in the first half, on the Yerushalmi side, not the...
Yeah, but it's a question that applies to both.
Right.
So here it's quite possible that you can have an explanation for the Yerushalmi that won't answer the Rambam, however. In other words, this question applies to both of them, but it's quite possible to have an account which will answer the Yerushalmi but not be sufficient for the Rambam. In fact, we did that. When we discussed the Shitas Reish Lakish, so we offer an explanation. One of the explanations, the explanation I think I preferred, for Reish Lakish allows for a simple interpretation of this Yerushalmi. What's the basis for it? We suggested that the principle of Reish Lakish is that with regard to certain kinds of Dibor, at the very least, Dibor in some way which is acted upon in some sense, so it becomes etched halachically, it's officially registered as a halachic statement of your das, of your will, and it's not, you can't just simply withdraw it, you know, on a whim. So, right, we compared it as the model, sort of a kemet shigit shuvin nechazer magid, right? In other words, the point isn't so much that the dibor hasheni hamevatel is legally worthless and irrelevant, but it's only that it loses out insofar as it contradicts the dibor rishon. You can't just dismiss the dibor rishon. Given that's the case, we explained the Yerushalmi for the Reish Lakish very simply. Right? What we're saying is that you cannot simply have us dismiss, contradict, undermine the Dibor Rishon. But with respect to something where you're not undermining and contradicting the Dibor Rishon, that you can do. Right? And I gave the model then, very much like Kevin Shehigid, where based on the Chuvah Saran, we actually passed this, that you can amplify, you can clarify, you can you can interpret. So what we're saying in Yerushalmi is simple, right? You say, I don't want it to be a shliach. Now, when it comes to his being able to be mafresh b'tzafon, that's a contradiction. That requires withdrawing dibar rishon. That you can't do. When it comes to hafrash b'darom, so that's not something that requires withdrawing dibar rishon. It requires simply clarifying that you're really insisting on hafrash b'tzafon as opposed to anything else.
But then you're not living the battle of shlichos.
You are...
mafresh b'tzafon.
And that's the halacha, according to the Rishami, right? And that's the halacha. He can be mafresh b'tzafon, he can't be mafresh b'darom.
That's what the bittul Yerushalmi is talking about?
That's the Yerushalmi is explaining. What?
They asked Kash under Reish Lakish, how does this work?
How does it work? So his answer was, meaning, how can you mivatel hafrasha b'tzafon? The answer, how can you mivatel his hafrasha? Rishami's answer is, we're talking about a case where he was mafresh b'darom. And he was told to be mafresh b'tzafon. So the bittul plus the shinoi.
He's saying mivatel shlichuso, like the gamre.
Well, so So what I'm saying is that the way we explain this is that the reason that that's so is not because you can't be mivatel or shli. What it is simply you cannot retract, have us contradict the initial dibur. We know this is, in fact, we know in the Bavli, this isn't actually specifically even shlichus that Rish Lakish believes this about. He thinks it's also true about Kedushin Lachel HaMedyom. Right, so certain kinds of dibur, you can't just, it's not a yo-yo that you can just withdraw on a whim. But if you're not withdrawing it and you're just simply amplifying it or modifying it in a way which is consistent with its with the initial dibur, that's okay.
So Rish Lakish is chanting the Mishnah in Trumos is in fact that you're not really being mivatel the shlichus, you're just telling him what he did didn't work.
No. You're being mivatel shlichus as far as the tzafon is concerned, it's dismissed. Meaning that hafrasha, that dibur kam sheni loses out to the dibur harishon.
Yeah. Because
it would require us to withdraw the dibur harishon. Now we don't do. But as far as hafrasha bedarum is concerned, that does not undermine the dibur harishon.
Right.
It constitutes a kind of a clarification in a sense. It would be the equivalent of saying, when I say tzafon, I mean tzafon as opposed to darum. I'm makbid on that. That would be consistent with the Dibur Rishon, and therefore, as far as that's concerned, it doesn't require, and it's not something that would, it doesn't require undermining the Dibur Rishon, therefore there's no problem with it.
And the Pashas in the Yerushalmi is not that the Shinoi provides you some sort of Pesach that completely be Mevatel B'Shlichus.
Yeah, this I think, I think you mentioned that at the time, I think that's the Dibur Pashas, yeah. I think Yerushalmi is saying that if he's, as in as much as he's being, was Mafresh, but Darum Ein Trumah Satruma.
That's what I mentioned.
That's what the Mishnah says, Ein Trumah Satruma. And given that that's meaning.
Not how the Baal understands that. The Baal Zakimta is that you're managed being a Mevatel Shlichus altogether.
No. The Baal Zakimta for Rish Lakish was.
The
Mishalech did it himself. So it just it makes it relevant what they have as afterwards. Yeah.
The Totsa is that he's not your Shlichus anymore.
Yeah.
It doesn't go against Rish Lakish.
No,
it's a different answer than the Yerushalmi.
It's
a right.
Stronger answer than the Yerushalmi.
Stronger.
Whatever. The consequence is greater.
Yeah, I mean, it involves a certain. For whatever reason, the Yerushalmi gave its answer, not the Bavli's answer. But either what we're more focused on is the point that I'm coming back to now, which is that this suggestion doesn't work for the Rama. It doesn't make any sense for the Rama, right? Because Rish Lakish, it's built on the premise that bittul shlichus doesn't work. We were explaining why it doesn't work. It doesn't actually. It's not that it's something which is legally meaningless. The second statement. It's the point is you can't withdraw. But none of that is true for Rabbi Yochanan. Right, so this is what I mean, that the question applies to both the Rambam and the Yerushalmi, but the answer to this question, the question of what's the nature of the combination here, right, that is something which is still very much requires explanation in the Rambam. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
So in the end, we have two questions then, and specifically in the Rambam. Question B, let's say, we'll just stick with the original list, right? Question B is, why isn't Bittul alone sufficient? We pass like Rabbi Yochanan. And question C is, well, for whatever reason, it's insufficient, but what's the combination here? How does that work? So, we started last time. In terms of the Nosei Kelim, we have several stabs, I think, at question B, and something of a nod towards question C. Regarding question B, so now this is one of the quotes I added, the Radvaz, a contemporary of the Mari Gorkis, actually, contemporary of the Kesef Mishnah, so he has a suggestion, which he himself puts out a disclaimer. This is bedochak. He says v'efshar l'taris bedochak. So I'll just say it outside. He suggests perhaps why is it that bittul alone is insufficient after all we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. So he says maybe as follows: because Rabbi Yochanan holds bittul is effective only because or when no other option exists to undo the dibur harishon. So in kiddushin, where if we're not going to be mivatel the shlichus, so then there's nothing that can be done to undo it. So then Rabbi Yochanan says or mivatel that he allows the bittul to be chal. But when it comes to truma, where you have another option, namely she'ela, right? You can simply go. You can be it's like matir nedarim. It's essentially the same sort of idea, right? She'ela behekdesh. You can have the chacham tell you it's a tos or whatever. So. She'ela, hekdesh is, you can, or just like in Nedarim, you can have a chacham be matir neder,
yeah.
Same thing is true in hekdesh.
After he's mafresh, and undone.
It can be undone by having them say, if I known or whatever. So, yeah, you can undo it in that way. Same sort of concept and notion as a tarshadar. So that's something that applies to hekdesh and also by afresh struma. And obviously, struma samaisos. So since there's she'ela be truma, this is what right. This is the Radvaz, right? Veshal atar tzedochat the gabi kedushin she miskayim a dibur arishon ein bo chazara paskinu nasi dibur vatal dibur aval gabi truma miskayim a dibur arishon yesh bo chazara the truma isa b'she'ela paskinu lo asi dibur vatal dibur elam ken shina medaz baal bayis.
Why would the
Shinoi
help in that
spot? So that's not addressing question C, right?
It's not addressing...
Meaning, okay, so that's why Bittul alone is insufficient. Because, okay, so now and now with the Shinoi, it's become sufficient. C himself realizes this is something which requires... He says, and by the way, the reason the Shinoi alone is not sufficient is because it's not that kind of Kepeda, like everybody else says, right? But then he says, but the Ika Tarti, but when you have Tarti, the both of them, Shinoi, Ksas, Midas, Balabais, but to the Bitlo... Then it works. But he himself acknowledges he hasn't given any explanation or account of that. So I think both the answer to question B is dachuk, and it really doesn't shed any light on why the Shinoi would add anything. Mari Korkis is the one is cited in the Kesef Mishnah. This is the Kesef Mishnah's answer. It's from the Mari Korkis. These are all the Nosei Kelim Altar in Zerayim. So his suggestion is, and here I want to... It's very difficult to understand, and I think I completely missed it last time.
Well, the Rivid that you quoted last time is that second question, right?
Yeah. It's essentially the question, why isn't Bittul alone sufficient? You only need to something else, whatever the something else does. The fact is that it apparently was not alone, but the Bittul, why? That's only true if you hold like Reish Lakish. It's not true if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan. That's the question, right? Mm-hmm. And this is the Radvaz is trying to answer the Rivid's question. And he posed what he posed, but it's Dach. What is it, Martin? So,
you find other places, though, where there's a chalos of something. I'll give you an example. Let's say, a kazagana kone, viush and shina rishus.
What did you say?
Kazagana kone.
Yeah.
It's kone, viush and shina rishus.
Right.
Viush alone means nothing.
Right. Well, you need an answer to the question, how does it work, though? I mean, there could be very good... I'll give you one answer. One answer would be, for instance, that yeush, that the issue is a lo yechote niskar kind of thing. So therefore, yeush doesn't work. But shina rishus, it does work. That'd be one example.
Shina rishus alone would not work, because I take something that she never shows.
Because Yeyush, it's only Mafki, in other words, Yeyush is Mafki the Bailus. That's what's Mafki the Bailus. The only thing is that as long as, but it's kind of a loy hechot in iskar, so therefore you require shina rishus.
In other words, over here, there's another mechanism.
Alternative, what? No, but my point is that you have to have an explanation for it. It could be, it's not to say that there's no cases, obviously there is, where you have two elements. Two factors, two requirements, together they're able to do what neither alone could do, but there's a reason or an explanation. You always want to try to understand that. So in Yeyesh Rishin Rishus, that's one understanding I mentioned. There are other possibilities as well. But the point is that here, it's at least not obvious what at all, I mean, especially since the reasons they're ineffective don't seem to be something which in combination should be able to overcome the problems of either of them. Masha Enkin, I don't want to go too much into Yesh Rishin Rishus. Masha Enkin Yesh Rishin Rishus, like I gave you an example just now, Lo Yechot Deniskar. So if the problem is he can't have the Gazlan himself be the one who's Kone, so Yesh Kedin Kone for that reason. Rishin Rishus, okay. But let's not go there. But it still requires explanation, that's all I'm saying. It's not a kasha, that's what I say. It's not a kasha, it's a request for an account. How is this working now? So the Mari Korkis offers a suggestion for B, and he at least addresses C. And regarding question B, again, the question being, why Lashitas Rabbi Yochanan isn't Bittul alone sufficient? So his suggestion is that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Bittul is effective only where Derech HaMishaleach Lehakpid. Okay? Where Derech, the Derech HaMishalchim in these cases, or Derech HaMikachim, or whatever we're dealing with, are Lehakpid. So in the context of Shlichus HaKiddushin, or Chayu, the Nashi, Lemikpar, Lolinase, Elamisha, Liban, Chafetz, right? Generally speaking, it's a woman cares who she marries, even though you say Tavla Mesa, but only to an extent, right? Whereas in the context of Shlichus Lafras Struma, so it's the Kri is Omid Litarim, what's the difference? Who cares? Who is the one who's going to be Mafresh? Right? This is where he says, that Riochanan, Fidel Riochanan, Elo Shabrinu Sover, Degabe Truma, Vakayotze, but if you notice, I found it is in the Barilan. Elo Shabrinu Sover, Degabe Truma, Vakayotze, but Mode, Gam Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Asidibim, Vatashichas, Lo Damne Kedushin, Bekedushin, or Chayu, Dinashi, the Makbid, Velo Dinase, Rak, the Mishal, Ibn Chavetz, Kiesh, Kpe, the Rabba, Bedavar. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan holds, it's only because of that, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Dibor Levad is, Dibor Lechud is Chazeres, Aval Kri, Haomid Litarim, Ain't Derech Lahakbid, Im Yitram, Ze, Ozulasa. Okay. That's his suggestion for B. That's why Bittul alone is insufficient. Now, that's itself, I think, quite a puzzling thing to say. I mean, first of all, I'm not even sure there are apples and apples we're comparing. I mean, we're talking about being makbid on. I mean, maybe you want to marry the woman, but you don't want him to be the mishaleach. Does the Riochanan not think that would be vatal in that case either? I'm not sure. Also, why the derech anashim derech lahakbid should be relevant is very unclear. I mean, clearly this person is makbid when he says, "I don't want you to do it anymore." So he's clear. I mean, when the bala ha-kri says, "I don't want this person. I don't want your shilas," so clearly he's makbid then. I think that the idea seems to be that the more it's something that people care about, the more it really is a significant issue. So the more the Torah puts it at your disposal to withdraw. Why that should be, I don't know. What?
A bala
daito, maybe. I don't know. I mean, why would we say that? What? Meaning it's something.
Kedushin is das on both sides. If I truma, the payers don't decide to become truma.
Right.
It's das on both sides when it comes to kedushin.
Right. But that's not what that could be an answer, but that's not what he says, though. But that's what I think he's assuming. Regarding C, meaning, okay, so that's why Bittul Shlichus alone is not sufficient, Rabbi Yochanan. Why, and what's the combination here? So here, I think I completely blew it last time. I think what I was saying maybe made sense, or maybe didn't. I was suggesting that what he seems to be saying is there's a sort of a combined hakpada, right? There's a makbid a little bit on this, makbid a little bit on that. Neither are alone sufficient, but together it's enough. That's not what he's saying. What he is saying isn't at all clear, but I think what he must mean is as follows. The issue is he does describe both the issue of who is mafrish and the question of from where is he mafrish in the same way, in derech lahakbid alav. Because he does say, v'atam d'shinoi zeh, when he's addressing the question, why is it the shinoi alone sufficient, question A, right? So he says, d'ein derech lahakbid, v'lo havya k'peida levata l'truma kevin shalitra momi. So he has the same line, it's the same, there's no hakbada, because after all, truma's but I think he means something very different than what he means in the other time. What he's saying, I think, is that when it comes to the issue of identity of the mafrish, so that's a completely trivial point. Nobody even cares about that at all. So therefore, the Torah doesn't enable you to withdraw in that case. The issue of location, he means something different. What he means to be saying is, it's not that it's completely trivial. It isn't. It's just that the normal presumption is that when you say mafrish ritzavon, we don't assume that what you mean is specifically darum and not tzavon. No, when you say holich kva b'tzafon or holich v'trom b'tzafon, halach v'trom b'tzafon, we don't assume that you mean specifically tzafon because ain derech lahakbid. But because it's not a completely trivial point, if you then say to us, you know, I do really care about it, so that is within your ability to do. Torah puts that at your disposal. I think that's what he has to be mean. And therefore, when you are mevatel l'shliach, when it comes to his ability to be mafrish at all from any place, then you're discussing his identity. The identity. Who do you want to be mafrish? That's not something the Torah places at your disposal to withdraw, to be makbid about. Regarding his ability to be mafrish from a particular location, though, that is something that the Torah does place at your disposal. And in that sense, is what I think he means, makom lachol. Again, the line that he has in addressing this issue is, right, v'atam d'shinu ezeh ein derech ha'akbid v'lo havi k'pei de'levat al'chumma kevin shalitra mo'med ela kevin shechazar matza chazar u'k'pei de'makom lachol v'chala. That's his addressing question C. Why is it so? The two of them together, explain. Yeah, the two of them together because kevin shechazar matza chazar paid the makom lachol. Regarding the hashpasha b'darom, that's something the Torah does put at your disposal, and therefore, regarding that, it is chal.
So why wouldn't shinoi alone?
He himself says because it's not enough of a shinoi, meaning it's not enough of a shinoi. We normally don't assume people are makbid about that sort of thing. That kind of difference. It's so just
that usually assume that you can be makbid, that you could be makbid.
Right. Right, exactly.
So it's like an umdana unless he states otherwise.
I think there are a lot of umdanas involved here.
Right. So shinoi alone is working with no bittul.
That's clear. The shinoi. No. Wait, what do you mean? Shinoi alone is working. What do you mean? You mean if you were just to be mishana and you were not mivatel?
Yeah.
No, that's the true mischal. That's what,
okay.
Right. That's both in the Shami and the Rambam. That's what they're. Right. The question is, so the answer and the reason for that is it's not enough of a shinoi. It's not that kind of thing that you're by the Marak Piedemon normally. But what I think that he's saying is that, but it is a kind of thing that one could say I am makbid about. So in as much as that's true, when you actually are a chozer from the entirety of the shlichus, so we say as far as the hafrasha b'tzafon is concerned, so if you wanted to say you can't be mafresh at all, that we couldn't do, because that's something ain derech lahakbid about. I don't understand, again, it goes back to his answer to B, I'm not sure why that would be, but that's what we say. When it comes to the question of the location, So there already it makes sense. There already people can be makid about, and therefore matzah makom lachol. I think that's what he means. But obviously, and Kesef Mishnah quotes this. I don't know if he's happy about it. He just quotes it. Obviously, I think hinichu makom min hashamayim lisgadir bo. I think this answer is very, very far from obvious. It's not all that obviously compelling. I think we can suggest an alternative. And I'd like to suggest an alternative. And the point of departure...
For C?
To both B and C. Yeah, to explaining the Rambam on both B and C. The point of departure is the examination of a basic issue regarding Shlichus Terumah, which is the premise that one needs Shlichus. I want to discuss that issue. Is it so obvious that we need Shlichus and Terumah? What do we say about that? What we know from the Mishnayos themselves, is that a person goes ahead and he's mafresh somebody else's Terumah, somebody else's kriy, mafresh Terumah for somebody else's kriy, that's not chal. Right? Chamisha, this is the first Mishnah in Terumah. Chamisha lo yitrom, uvim tarmo in Terumah, and Terumah, one of them being Hatorah Misashena Shalom. Right? In other words, I could have thought Afrasha, something that anybody could do. I mean, it's just a matter of being mitaki in the kri. So if you remove it, that's a matter of being mafresh truma. So that could be chal. The mission says kamash malon. No, not so. That if it's tari mishenel, it's not chal. Now, why not? What's the makor for this? So here, I think you have several possibilities, all of which emerge in Chazal and Rishon. One, you have in the Gemara Kiddushin, and also elsewhere. The Sifrei, Yishami, Hatem, it's from the Pasuk, it's a Pasuk in the end of Parshas Korach regarding Trumas Meiser. The Pasuk says, Kein Terimu Gam Hatem, Trumas Hashem, Mikom Asar Seichem. So Kein Terimu Gam Hatem, Hatem is hinting that it's only on Hatem, the people who actually own it, it requires Shelachem. Right? Hatem, Velo HaTorah Mishayin HaShalom. That's one marker that's brought. Another one is brought in Yishami, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman. So he brought it from the pasuk in Truma regarding Truma and Mishkan, but also Truma Asher Tichu Meitam Prat LaTorah Mishayin HaShalom. To be Tichu Meitam. In Rashi and Shabbos, you have a different suggestion. V'Torah Mishayin HaShalom below Rishus. Dichsiv Tvuah Zarecha. Right, the pasuk says regarding Meiser Sheni Aser Taser is called Tvuah Zarecha. So Tvuah Zarecha means it has to be yours. And then you have a very interesting suggestion. I'm not sure if it's an alternative or it's an explanation of why the pasuk or what basis the pasuk is saying. It's not just exegetical kusav, and that's in the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah cites it as based on a principle. Quotes in the name of the Yishami. This is the Or Zeruah Nachas Pesachim. Hachi Aminu Yishami. The Perek Beis Kedushin. Amar Rizera. Amar Bilazar. Adam Shochet Pischo Shachaver Shlomi Daita. That a person can be Shochet if somebody was Mafresh a Pesach a Korban, so he can somebody else can be Shochet Shlomi Daita. Veinu Mafresh Shlomi Daita. But Hafrasha requires Daita. He explains this. He explains why this is true of not just Hafreshes Korban, but also Hafreshes Truma, as opposed to Shechitas Pesach. Yishchach Eidei Ben Shechitas Pesach LaHafreshes Truma, Dein Adam Oser Eshein Eshalo. We have a principle, Gemara Nechulin, Emalath, Gemara Nevodazar, and Gimel. We have a principle, Ein Adam Oser Davar Shein Eshalo. Right? Shalom Midas Bailim. This is a principle that you find in classic cases, Nevad. Right? They have an Isser of Hana regarding something which is Nevad, Mishum Vodazara. Somebody's mishtachave to his box of tissues. So there are a lot of dinim now with respect to that box. He has to, halacha, he has to be ma'abed, isar na, several different isar, lo savi kol ta'eva besecha, lo tzeba yach mi'umah min acherim. Many isarim now are chal upon its being classified as a nevad. So what if I'm mishtachave to something, what if I'm mishtachave to Gershon David's computer? So ein adam oser davar shein eshalo. It's not going to be chal. It may be chal with respect to me, not with respect to Gershon David, and not with respect to everybody else either. So that's just one example. So the Or Zeruah is saying that when it comes to truma, so you're assuring the truma. I mean, it's now assur bizarre, right? So there's a din of ein adam oser davar shein eshalo. That's the reason. That's the basis for our Torah shein eshalo being ineffective, right? Veinu mavrish pesach, and therefore our fashas pesach is the same halacha, right? Veinu mavrish pesach shalchaver shalom idaito she'en biyado lahotzi mamon chaver mirshuso shalom idaito. Right, this is essentially he's explaining the principle of enedam davar osar shein eshalo. You have no ability to be motzi mamon chavercha mirshuso from his legal domain shalom idaito. Avahecha shekvar hu fresh. Okay. All right, so that's in terms of the problem of Torah shein eshalo. A question to be raised, though, that just based on the Mishnayos and what we've seen until now is, does this mean that you require shlichus? Or no? Or maybe it only requires rishus. It's enough the Bailim approves. If he says, I approve, or if he doesn't object, that's sufficient. It's a question one can raise. Yeah? Now, if that's a question that one can raise, misvara, But upon a glance at some Mikaros, it seems clear that there's not much room to discuss this. What? Okay, so that's the question that we're raising. The question is that in fact the case? So if you look at a couple of Gemaras, it would seem clearly otherwise. First of all, the Gemara in Kiddushin, in the second parak, when Gemara is searching for a makor for shlichus, how do we know that shlichus menalon? So one of the suggestions was from the fact that you can tell somebody else to be mafresh, right? This is I quoted it, right? That the avel hadetanan hamor shlichot seyut trom. So this is the Mishnah in Trumos. I probably should have brought it, but it's in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. So the Mishnah says that if you hamor shlichot seyut trom, so if you don't know, so you trom kibayin on this. But the point is, it would seem you have a shliach, right? You can. It doesn't have to be you. So Torah mivenios v'chulu v'chulei trumas v'truma minalan v'chitema. So how do you know v'chitema? The yalef migerishin malagerishin she kenyish nachol amar kra atem gam atem. The rabbis a shliach. Okay, and this was suggested as a makor, as a model for shlichus b'shar b'kol Torah kula. Now, if it were the case that you don't need shlichus for truma, so mehechetesi, the fact that somebody else can be torahim is a riot. Maybe it was just an issue of Das Abaylim. You cannot do it over the Bailam's objection, but if he doesn't object, that's fine. So then how do we know that in cases where you need to be the one acting, that you can appoint a shliach to do it? Right? So that's A. B, you have the Gemara of Metzia. What's sort of implied by the Gemara in Kedushin is explicit, absolutely explicit in the Gemara of Metzia. The Gemara in Bav Metzia is discussing, this is the Gemara in Eilu Metzius, Mechav Bezim and Aleph. The Gemara, it's in the context of the sugya of Yesh Lamidas. Machlokes Rav and Abaye, whether or not Yesh Lamidas is Yesh, do we say, the way that the Gemara treats it, it sounds like the question is, can we operate based on projections, based on what we assume to be what you would think? So can we already assume that? Can we operate that legally prior to the actual machshava, to the actual act of will, in a sense? Right? The classic case is Yesh. So Yesh Lamidas is a case where, let's say, it's patently obvious. There's no question a person can be miyash in such a case, but it's very likely, right? He dropped a dollar bill in the middle of the of New York City street, right? But it's very likely that he hasn't seen it yet. We don't know that he's seen it yet. That we don't know he's aware that he's even missing it yet. This is the case of Yesh Madas. So Rava thinks that the Yesh Madas is Havayesh, that it's you're able to take it, right? Because it's Yesh Madas Havayesh. But the Bai says no. So just you could have understood the Machos different ways, but from the Gemara and part of it you see from here. The Gemara in Messiah seems to be assuming this is machlokas. The machlokas is about being in general what we project to be happening eventually. Can we work on that already? We work based on that now. Okay, this is just the context of the Gemara there.
Is that like a davar shelo ba'olam?
No, because we're dealing with things that are ba'olam. The only question is the das has not yet occurred though. But
so why can't you project?
What?
And why wouldn't you project?
Can you operate based on it before it actually occurs? But it is presumed to eventually occur. Can you already operate it based on it now? Again, this is not a really our sugya. That's just the sugya of Yesh Lamidas. That's the way that the Gemara seems to be interpreting the Machlokas. Because the Gemara asks a bunch of rais. It could have thought it was Machlokas regarding Yesh in particular, but the Gemara seems several issues in the Gemara that are mentioned that don't have to do with Yesh in particular. This is one of them. One of them is the Gemara says maybe Tashma. That's you don't need to the Yesh Lamidas point is not the major point. I'm just telling you where it's coming from. So Gemara wants to prove from the following. We have a Tosefta. This is the Tosefta that I quoted here in Trumos, Perek Aleph. The Gemara basically quotes it the way we have it, except for just one point. But it basically, the Tosefta says as follows. Ketzad amru torah torim shlomidas trumas truma. There is a case where, the Tosefta says, there's torim shlomidas is trumas truma. What's that case? What are we talking about? Here, I'm sorry. Harishah yor l'tochsa dechaveiro v'likei v'torim shlom b'shus. Im choshesh mishum gezel, right? So he goes in and he's toreim shalom b'shus. If he's choshesh mishum gezel and trumas truma, if there's no chash gezel, then trumas truma. How do I know? Ketzad yodea. Im choshesh mishum gezel, im lav. So the Gemara says, so the Tosefta says, harishah ba bala bayis umatzo v'amar lo klach etzayafo. So if I see that you've been mafresh truma, and I say to you, oh, I wish you would have done better than that. I wish you'd taken the nicer produce. Then we see he approves. I'm sorry, imhayu yafas man. I'm sorry. Then we understand what he's saying. He meant it. He was being sincere. Trumas a truma, vimlav. But if it turns out he has no other yafos, so he was being sarcastic. Oh, I wish you would have taken even greater things. So clearly he objects. He has no greater things. He doesn't mean it. And therefore, ain't trumas a truma. That's what the Tosefta says. So the Gemara in Chav Beis takes it up. So if he really meant it, right? Meaning, if it's a Yavos man, we didn't understand that he really meant it. He proves. If he comes and he proves, then Trumasa Truma, why? Bidna de Tara Halo Haviyada. Right? That was something that we didn't know at the time. He didn't express approval at the time. It's not so clear exactly if the Rashba there actually discusses it. Whatever. The point is, there's an eventual approval, in one case projected, in the case of Yerushalayim Das. In this case, it actually occurred, but we can operate with it even prior to that. So that's the question that the Gemara is saying. This is a stira to Abaye. Then the Gemara says, no, Rava says otherwise. Tir Gemara Rava alibet Abaye, deshavu ashliach. Must be we're talking about a case where he was appointed Mashiach initially. And here's what the Gemara says in our Gersa, right? Hachinami mistavra, and that makes sense to say that we're talking about that you were appointed a shliach already. Why? The Isak Adaitach, the Loshavu ashliach, because if he hadn't appointed a shliach, mihavyaso truma? That you could have had, it would have been, let's say he approved it. Fine, he approves it, but he wasn't a shliach. So miyavisa truma truma. So what was implicit, or the seeming implication of the Gemara in Kiddushin, is absolutely explicit in the Gemara in Bava Metzia. You need shlichus in order to be mafresh of truma. If there's no shlichus, it's not chal. Elach ma'eskin going to shav you a shliach. Okay.
So what was the
Torah of Shlomi Das? That case. I mean, it was that case. He just said to him, Zil Trom. He didn't tell him from where. So if he then, what? That. He didn't say from where. So, Stami de Balabayis, Kitaru mi beim b'nus tarim, v'azal iu v'tarim mi afas. I'm sorry. So normally speaking, we assume the person means b'nus, his average field, his average produce. And the Shliach went ahead and he was matfrish from the yafas. So that's Torah Shlo Nidas Balabayis, in a sense. Because you're not going with the stam das of a Baal Bayis, right? So if he in fact approves, that's okay. Got it? Yario? Okay. Except that we find Rishonim that don't hew to the line here, that are clear, they disagree. And it starts with the Gemara Nedarim and the Mishnah Gittin. The Mishnah Gittin says that, this is the Mishnah Gittin on Tzemach Vav, that Misha Yashem Mushlach Bor, so if somebody is in a pit, he doesn't know what's going to happen. The Amar Kol Shameas Kolo Yichtov Get Liishti, I think. Harei Elo Yichtov Avinu. And he says, anybody who hears my voice, please write a get for my wife and give it to her. Right? So that works. Right? That is good for Tzivu Baal. It's good for Shlichus and Nesinus. I get. That can be done. So the Rishonim are bothered, or at least they raise the issue. It's not so clear exactly how this squares with the Gemara in Nedarim. The Gemara in Nedarim in Daf Lamed Vav Mabez is discussing the din of Mudar Hana, right, where a person says forswears Hana from somebody else, right? It's a neder, I'm not going to get Hana from you. But the Mishnah said, Tori Mes Trumosav, I'm sorry, the Mishnah there says, I should have included here, but that Torim is Trumosav, that in this case of Mudar Na, so Torim is Trumosav as Maasos of Ledaita. You can still be Torim and Mafresh the Trumos of Maasos Ledaita. Now, the Gemara is going to ask, well, what in the world does that mean? Right? And the Gemara asks, the Gemara's question starts out with the question, Torim Mishalah Shachavera. The halacha is that you can be Mafresh from your own Truma, from your own produce, to be Chal, right, to be Chal upon somebody else's. The question that the Mishnah is asking, the Gemara is asking, is, does that require the Daito or not? Does that require Das Baal Abayis or not? Mi Aminon came to Zchus Ulo Lo Tzarech Das, since it's Zchus, and we hold Zach and London Shalom Fanav, so you don't need Daito. O Dilma Mitzvah Dileyu, he Venichale Lemiabde. Or do we say no, since it involves a mitzvah, so you need to have his approval in order for your Hafrasha on your own produce to be Chal for his produce? Yeah, Ariel? That's the question the Gemara asks. Yeah?
So
now the Mishnah, now the Gemara tries to prove for the Mishnah regarding Mudar Na. Tashma Torim is Trumosav as Masav Ladato. So what are we talking? Mimai is getting here. What are we discussing? Right. This is a case of Mudar Na where the Mishnah says you can do that. Ilei Mamin Balakri Al Shabalakri. Okay, maybe you mean Torim Mafresh Masosav and Trumosav from his produce. Shabalakri Abalakri, right? To be chal for him. Ladato Dema. What does it mean? Ladato. Ilei Ladato Delay. So if it means to the his own das, meaning. Ladaito, as long as I want to do it. So I can go ahead and be mafresh istrumos. Manchav yishliach, can I just, right, that's a Torim shen shalom. So it has to be, can't be that. Ela ladaito de balakri. So if you're going to say that we're talking about here as being mafresh me Truma made Tvuas Balakri al Balakri, so it must be that the Ledaito means Ledaito Shal Balakri. But if that were true, if that were the case we're talking about, then that wouldn't be the din. Hakamahani le the kavod shlichusay. If I'm doing your shlichus, right, it must be that you're talking about a case of Ledaito, so that means I'm your shliach. And if that's the case, then of course he can't do that. That's a problem. He's going to be violating his neder, right? He's mudar na for me. So if he can't then use me as a shliach, the principle being, it seems, if you're mudar na for somebody, you can't then use him as a shliach to advance your something that you want to be doing. Okay. So therefore, the Gemara says, so it must be discussing halacha maskina. It must be discussing mishalot torah mashal chaveru. So rather, it must be they were talking about his own das, not the das of the balabais. Because if we're the das of Balabais, it would be a problem. When we're talking about hafrashas truma, this is the answer to our question, the original Ibaya, right? When you're mafresh, mishalcha or shalchavercha, to be chal for truma, to make me mitakin is tevel. So that doesn't require das. The Yamrina tzarech das, because if you said that he requires das, hakam hanile, it would already be, again, a case of shichas, perhaps, so it's mahanile. Elalav de ino tzarech das. So then the Gemara says no. La'ola Michel Balakri al Balakri, Kedemar Rava. But we can explain, no. This is a case of Balakri al Balakri, and it's Ladaite, obviously, because Torah Mishnah Shalom is in Chal. So how can that work? Kedemar Rava, but Omer kol rotz litrum yavo vitrum. Because you can say, the Balabai says, anybody who wants can be Mafresh Truma. In that case, there won't be a problem. Now, the simple reading of the Gemara, right, if you just had this, would be, The problem is that it seems like, right, the Gemara seemed to have established a principle that if you do shlichus for somebody, that's a violation, and you're getting hanah from that person. If B does shlichus for A, so A is receiving hanah from B. So kol rotz litrom yavo vitrom sounds like what we're saying. That's not shlichus, right? But there's a couple of problems with that. A, truma requires shlichus. B, that seems to conflict with the Mishnah in Gittin, right? Because if you're going to say, what's the reason you'll say that this is not shlichus? Because you're not miyachet anybody. Right, you didn't say anybody. You, right? You just said anybody who, and you provided some character, something which people could or could not be a part of, and it happens to be there are some people that fit that description, right? Anybody who hears my voice, anybody who wants, they can become a shliach. So in the Mishnah again, that worked. You need shlichus for ksivas and nesinas aget, certainly nesinas aget, and yet that worked, right? So the simple answer is to say what the Tosfos say is their second answer. I'm sorry, the first answer. That, and this is what the Ron assumes you have to say. This is Tosfos in Gittin, Samach Vav Med Aleph there, I have it. That it's not true that anytime you do shlichus, it's hana. It depends on how we're interacting. If I've specified you, then it's hana. If I haven't specified you, I just said kolorotze. So that is good shlichus, and therefore it works. Point is, it's not hana. You're not being mahana him because he's not responding to a personal request, right? This is what it tells us. Alf b'dermin perik in bein amudur gabi mudur hana mechaver the torah lo trumaso ledaito b'diak b'gemar ledaito demani lemev v'chul v'chulei umoki la ba'omer kol ratzel itrom yavu v'yitrom la mishum dechi amar hachi lav shlichusay avid. Why did b'truma bein on shlichus elo inyan mudur hana dafka lo chashiv shlichus sheichashiv b'chach kimahana lei kevin shalot tziva lo le'atzmo. So it is shlichus, it's just that it's not going to be a problem of mudar na, because mudar na is dafka when you respond to my call, to my behest, to my instruction to you. That's getting hana from. But if you can manage to appoint him a shliach where he's not doing that, that's not a problem of hana. It is shlichus, it's not a problem of hana. That's a simple way to read. That would resolve all the issues. However, it isn't what the Tosos themselves are sort of hinted this, and the Ramban is fully explicit about this. The Ramban Gittin, that no. This is the Ramban, and he's taking a look at the next Makor. This is the Ramban, is Chidushim Gittin Tzamach Vav Med Aleph. Yikadakashile quotes this, the Gemara in Nedarim, V'i amarta shlichusei ka'avid im kei nanami menu. If you say this is good for shlichus, so nanami menu. V'eino kusha, dehasam kala rotze litrum ka'amar, midaito. V'eino elek nosin rishus, lav shlichuseihu. Right? So he says there's a chilak. This is probably what it tells us in mind too, in the second answer. This is a chiluk. If I say kol rotze, that isn't shlichus. Why? Because I'm just putting it upon whoever wants. I'm told that somebody biratzono shalatzmo. So if you want, that means I'm not appointing you. You can take it on your own. But what it means is I'm giving approval. I approve if you do it. If you want to do it, go ahead. I approve. That's what it is. as opposed to Kol Shamea, where it isn't, I'm not saying if you want, I'm saying anybody who listens is a shliach. That is sufficient for shlichus, right? So that's Kol Shamea is good, it's enough of a miyached in the sense that it's a tzivuy, as opposed to Kol Rotza, which is not a tzivuy, it's saying anybody who wants can do it. And what? So how does that work for Truma? So here's what the Ramban says. V'gabei Truma, afilu gilei daita nami mahani, even simply nisinas rishus. Approval, I allow it, I'm good, I'm fine. That also works. K'derminim beperkei mitzias, klachet zayafos, and nintzu yafos man Truma sa Truma. And he says, after all, it says like that in the Gemara Mitzias. So the Ran asks the obvious question. That's not true. The Gemara of Mitzia explains that Tosefta has to be talking about a case of Shavu or Shliach, precisely because you do need Shlichus in Truma. And the Gemara Kiddushin. Before I get to that, just point out, the Rambam also agreed with this Ramban, it seems. Right? The Rambam paskins this Tosefta without the Shliach part of it. What do you mean? Wasn't Masha Shliach? What's going on here? So the answer, I believe, the Gra really gives us a good start with this. He's cryptic, Kedarga Bakodesh, but I think it's clear what he's saying. I believe we can unravel what he's saying. The answer starts with the fact that the Tosfos already noted there's a different girsa in that Gemara. Right? The Gemara says that Rava suggests, oh, for Abaye, you would answer that it's Shavi or Shliach. So our girsa is Hachi Nami Nistavra. That makes sense. After all, you couldn't do without the Shlichus. But the Tosfos, if you look at the Tosfos there, they themselves say Hachi Garcina, Hachi Nami Nistavra, Dilo Shavi Shliach, Lo Garcina Mitisbara. As opposed to the alternative girsa, which there was, Mitisbara. Tisbara, of course, is a lashon of dechia. Tisbara means can that be? Is that true? It's not true. So there was another girsa that said the tisbara, that when we made the kinder shliach, we then say that can't be. And the Gra explains that was the girsa of the Rambam. What was the explanation? What was the Gemara's point? And how do you answer the Gemara in Kiddushin? So I'll just read quickly the Gra and then I'll explain. I think it works beautifully, but it requires again. He doesn't. You know, the Gra thought it was usher for him to write to elaborate, so he didn't. But he says v'maitzrich. He says what? Yeah. V'hachi perusho, or the perushes. V'hachi perusho v'tizbara v'ha tem v'ratzal omar. What does it mean? V'maitzrich in the kache tzal yachos hashlucha kamoso alachamai eskinam v'chulei. So what is this? What's going on here? So I think this is now my elaboration of it. I'm quoting the Koros that the Gra doesn't mention here, but I think it's clear. This is what he means. We have to start with the din that you find in the Mishnah. The Mishnah, which was quoted, we saw it actually in the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah in Perek Dalad, Mishnah Dalad, Im Hosif Asara, Piche Sasara.
All right.
Yeah, all right. So
very deep, though. I'm in my last bullet.